According to the World Food Programme, current estimates show that nearly 690 million people are hungry, with 135 million suffering from acute hunger.
I have asked my deputy to put together the teams so that we can work on our drought situation that is threatening many people. We've arranged some food. We're working on with the governors on the ground and other leaders to make sure that no Kenyan dies because of hunger.
Kikosa chakula, wachimba, mchanga, umikauka.
In Kenya, 2.1 million people in 12 arid counties are staring at starvation. This is according to the Kenya Red Cross Society. As several counties in Kenya grapple with drought challenges, farmers in Western Kenya may have found the solution to meet this deficit through cassava production. Since 2014, under the expanded cassava processing project, supported by Agra, farmers in Western Kenya are now turning to cassava production using the improved cassava varieties.
The National Environment Management Authority will review our application and give us a go-ahead to do the national performance trials, which are a requirement before any variety of any plant is released to the public.
They don't stop after the seed is given out. They'll still keep on following to ensure that the quality of the seed is what was stated as it left the research institutions.
A perfect but underexploited substitute, cassava is a drought-tolerant crop, suitable for production in arid and semi-arid conditions. Petronila Omari, a mother of six, is one of the beneficiaries of cassava renaissance in Busia. She recalls her challenges in cassava production in the past.
Kilimo cha mihogo nacho wakati huo haikuwa nzuri sana kwa sababu kufikia 1998 mihogo ilikuja ikavamiwa na magonjwa. Sasa kuja mpaka 2010 kulikuwa kuna shida. Unaweza ukapata mavuno duni sana. Kwa sababu ya hiyo virus ilikuwa ikivamia shamba, hakuna namna yenye utafanya. Utatoka moto bila.
But currently, Petronila is now enjoying the food security and cash rewarding benefits of cassava. Since time immemorial, cassava has been viewed as a low value crop. It is the second most important root crop after Irish potato, grown throughout Kenya, mostly in western and coastal region. Agricultural experts, however, say the full potential of the crop is far from being tapped.
Baada ya kulima mihogo pia si lazima uuze. Tunaweza fanya kitu inaitwa value addition. Tunatengeneza cake sisi wa mama. Wakati huu hakuna kununua mkate. Huwa tunatengeneza crackies, tunakunywa chai asubuhi. Tuko na keki za muhogo, tuko na hizo crackies na tuko na mandazi na chapati ya mihogo.
If properly produced, cassava holds benefit for sustainable agriculture, as it is often low input, pest resistant, and climate resilient.
You can actually harvest the crop within 9 months, between 9 months to 1 year, and you are able to get about 60 tons per acre.
At the end of the day, the farmer is able to access these new and even current varieties at a good price, that is, it is affordable. It is also accessible. They will not be using a lot of money in transportation, and the varieties are also acceptable.
So we are also trying to guard against food insecurity by bringing the crops that were previously neglected. We used to call them orphan crops, but now we think that cassava is the key towards promoting our livelihoods.
Introducing new disease-resistant cassava varieties could go a long way in helping the country combat the looming food shortage. The deterioration of food security in the country has been attributed to multiple shocks, mainly being the prolonged dry spells. Long-range forecasts are now predicting an unprecedented season of drought, further escalating the food needs into 2023. In order to address these risks, the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, urges countries to keep global food trade and domestic supply chain gears moving and supporting smallholder farmers' ability to increase food production.
At the same time, we are supporting various small enterprises that also want to do aggregation and do cassava drying and chipping so that the farmers are getting. So the way we support those SMEs and entrepreneurs is organizing the farmers into groups, what we are calling aggregation centers.
Reporting for Hubs Media Special Edition, I am Valentine Ingalula.